G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 29. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Joel Marshall. Carl Diorio suspended after his rash tipping of Hartnell to beat Winks last week. Joel, have you ever heard anything more preposterous?
Not since I tipped Hayliss to beat Black Caviar in the BTC Cup. But yeah, that was a while ago. So luckily Carl has overshadowed that.
All right, so we head into Derby Day, and here we are overlooking the course at Flemington. Melbourne's spring weather is finally kind of arriving. It is sunny, and I think it's going to be a lovely day on Saturday. Joel, we'd be hoping for the track to be playing fair, and some really great racing on Saturday, isn't there?
Yeah, one of the better Derby days. They're all good, but no, I really like this one on Saturday, and yeah, 24 degrees, perfect weather, and hopefully, as you said, track plays fair. Obviously, last year was a bit of a debacle with just a couple of lanes that you had to be in, but hopefully all is good. I did hear Mick Goody earlier in the week say he was really, whilst it wasn't great for Moonee Valley, he was happy that the rain did come last weekend. It sort of comes at the right time. It means you don't have to worry about watering it as much, just with the natural rainfall. So it should be all systems go and hopefully a good track.
All right, well, famously, Derby Day at Flemington, regarded by many purists as the best on the calendar. There are nine races. They're all group races, and we'll take you right through them. And as usual, we kick off with the Carbine Club Stakes, race one, 1,600 metres for three-year-olds at level weights.
Yeah, I like number 10 coming through here. It comes off a similar preparation to Kermadec. Chris Waller produced him to win this race in 2014, coming off a debut win and a very, very good unlucky second. He savaged the line late coming through in that defeat. He's half brother to Criterion. He's bred to be pretty good. He's got a good draw. I think he can measure up to this. So I've got him ahead of one Haydock. Hard to fault his form this prep. Excellent third in the Caulfield Guineas. 11 Soyou 2. I respect this Adelaide visitor. The form lines around him have held up nicely. And 7 Aka 2 I've thrown in for fourth. I reckon he'll be better ridden with a bit of a sit instead of on speed facing that headwind as he did at Caulfield. Clearly Morton's Fork is a chance as well. He was obviously unlucky in that Caulfield race, but I've got them 10-1, 11-7.
Similar from me, you and Carl have talked me into coming through number 10 to beat 3 Morton's Fork, the unlucky runner from last time, 7 Akatour and 1 Haydock. And while Carl isn't here, I mean, we're only joking about him being suspended. He's actually just a bit busy this afternoon. We'll give you his tips as well, and he has gone for coming through too, from Morton's Fork, Haydock, and so you too. So 10-3, 1-11. Very unanimous kind of start to the day, Joel. No doubt we're going to diverge fairly soon. Race two is the Moom Wakeful Stakes, 2,000 metres for three-year-old fillies at Group 2 level.
With 4 Sebring Green here, she's testing my patience a little bit because I've been with her just about all spring. She hasn't run poorly. She hasn't run badly enough for me to jump off. She had to make a long, wide run after just getting too far back in the ethereal last start. I thought she hit the line really well for fifth. We'll stick with her to beat 6 Tiamo Grace. Well, she was the unlucky runner of the ethereal. She got knocked down coming to the turn and then picked up late and savaged the line for second. Number 2, Pretty Punk, coming through her run against the boys at Geelong. She ran really well there. And 3, Alliterate. A bit of a query on the distance, but she'll go forward, and Sydney Fillies have a good record in this race, so we'll throw her in for 4. 4, 6, 2, 3.
And again, similar from me, but I've gone the other way around. The top two, the ethereal form usually is the form for the Wakeful Stakes. And I've gone for 6, Tiamo Grace, to beat 4, Sebring Dream, and 2, Pretty Punk. But for fourth, I've chucked in at any odds 13, My Girl Chili. And Carl is with me. 6, Tiamo Grace, 4, Sebring Dream, 2, Pretty Punk. And he has 1, Miss Rock, for fourth. Race 3 at Flemington on Derby Day is the Census Stakes. This is an addition to the card this year with the slight reshuffle to the carnival we have had. This one usually on Oaks Day. It's for 4 years old and up mares over 1,100 metres at Group 3 level.
Possibly the hardest race I've ever seen. Just absolute raffle. Just back what you like. I've ended up going 16, Rule the River, just because I really rate Egyptian Symbol, and she ran third behind that mare, so I'm just going to bank on that form. Cube Omen to ride, 13 in for second. Vedora had no luck against the boys last start. 17, Estamina, was really good first up at the Valley. This is a tougher test, but she's always given the impression she can measure up to something like this. And 1, Wild Rain, does have to give a weight away, but she's in really good form this prep, and her 1,100 metre record's outstanding. 16, 13, 17, 1.
Well, it's $5.50 the field, and I am with the $5.50 favourite, Scheidel. In fact, with some, I must have had some sort of rush of blood on Wednesday when I was doing this, because I've made Scheidel the best of the day, and that might be, there might be some sentiment creeping in there, because she was one of the magnificent run of best bets that I got up during the last month or so. But anyway, look, I'm with Scheidel to beat 10 Vezelay, 1 Wild Rain, and 8 Palazzo Publico. As you said, nothing would surprise. Carl's with me, which almost surprises. 2 Scheidel to beat 11 Super Cash, 5 Tempt Me Not, and 13 Vedora. And just while I'm on my magnificent run of best bets, it came to a crashing halt as I was going for number 4
Lloyd
last week. Yeah, I picked the wrong Lloyd. I mean, it was the United States was my best bet in winning post, and I jumped onto the other one. Fool! Race 4 at Flemington on Saturday. Last chance saloon for a few to get into the Melbourne Cup. But it is the Lexus Stakes over 2,500 metres at Group 3 level.
Yeah, not a lot of confidence from me in this race either. I've gone 7 to Little Engine. His numerical form's not great, but he's going really well this prep in tougher company than he's used to. The Turnbull run and the Caulfield Cup run were good, and this is his track and trip and level. So we're going to go with him on an each-way basis to be 5 Tom Melbourne. A little bit of a gear change. He settled better last time. He battled on well. Got to run 2,500, but we'll throw him in for second. 2 Real Love was pretty good in the Caulfield Cup after doing some work. And 9 Black Tomahawk, super consistent, finds it hard to win, but blinkers on might sharpen him up. Oceanographer is certainly a chance. Consensus was that Geelong Cup field was weak heading into it, so I think he's short enough. But 7-5-2-9 for me.
Oh, just beware of the consensus, Joel. I mean, yes. Now that I'm reading Moneyball, I've just decided that I've got to, you've just got to go against the flow at all times.
I've been often won everything except for the Rennie Valley Cup last week when I backed them. So
yeah, how would Saeed bin Saror be feeling? I mean, he's been coming out here for 20 years and winning nothing, and then Charlie Appleby comes out and just wins everything in sight. Look, speaking of lack of confidence, I've got number 2 Real Love on top here. Certainly, as you said, good run in the Caulfield Cup. I guess it remains to be seen just quite how good the form will be out of that. From 8 Oceanographer, 5 Tom Melbourne, and 7 DeLittle Engine. For Carl, he is with 7 DeLittle Engine to beat 8 Oceanographer, 5 Tom Melbourne, and 2 Real Love. Race 5 at Flemington on Saturday would be the last leg of the early quaddie, and in the opinion of many people, the race of the day. Mick Price says it is the Golden Slipper for 3-year-olds. It is 1,200 metres down the straight. It's a Group 1. It's only worth $500,000. Mick thinks that should be bumped up a bit, and it is the Coolmore Stud Stakes, Joel.
Yeah, well, we've got a Blue Diamond winner, Golden Slipper winner, Golden Rose winner, a couple of horses that have already beaten older horses this prep at Weight for Age, and we've got an unbeaten horse who's not really being spoken about. So yeah, it's a cracking race. I'm going with 5-star Turn. He was beaten by a Stern in the run to the Rose. Tommy Berry just held on to him for a long time, and a Stern sort of got the jump on him, and he was coming back at him on the line. He then beat the older horses off a freshen at Caulfield. He had the weight relief, but he looked really good. Just loved the way he pinned his ears back. He wanted to run, which is a good sign for a colt. So I'm going to go Star Turn. To beat number 3, a Stern. Done nothing wrong. Lost no admirers in defeat at the hands of Russian Revolution last start. Just got too far back off the moderate tempo. He hit the line strongly. 4 Flying Artie. Probably could have beaten Extreme Choice with a better run in the Diamond. Beat him home in the Slipper. Was a good first up. And 2 Extreme Choice, well, he was outstanding at Mooney Valley first up, so you've got to include him as well. But I'm going 5-3-4-2.
And you are leaving at that unbeaten horse. Well, similar for me, 5-star Turn to beat 3 Astern. I am putting in the unbeaten Russian Revolution number 6 for third. And I've got Flying Artie number 4 for fourth. Can't believe I'm leaving out Extreme Choice after the first up a win over the older horses, but I am. Carl is going for 3 Astern to beat 5-star Turn, 2 Extreme Choice, 4 Flying Artie. Now we hit the quaddie and the second of the Group 1s on Saturday at Flemington. It is the Meyer Classic for fillies and mares, 1,600 metres at Weight for Age, Joel.
Yeah, I like 10 Dixie Blossoms. Been a fan of hers all through this prep, and her form's excellent, just apart from that duck egg where it was just a complete unlucky run, just to forgive. She showed a really, really good turn of foot last start. She split Tycoon Tara and first Seal prior to that, so her form ties in with the favourite here. and she's going to get a lovely run. She's got a good turn of foot at the end of a mile, so happy to back her. Can back her each way to beat 4 Danish Twist. I thought she could possibly turn the tables on First Seal. She was really good first up in her Caulfield run. She just got too far back from the wide gate. She'll be hitting the line hard. 7 Don't Doubt Mama. She's just flying. Got to include her. First Seal in for 4. And a roughie that you must include for the trifectas is 13, Pure Pride. But I've got them 10, 4, 7, 2.
All right. Well, you know that I love, in these set weights and weight for age races, I love backing the ones that are, you know, that would be giving them weight otherwise, the highest rated ones. And in this case, I'm talking about First Seal among the older mares. You got Rising Romance above her, of course, but Rising Romance seems to be a little bit of a shadow of her former self. So I've got First Seal from the best of the four-year-olds, which is Don't Doubt Mama, and the best of the fillies would be Whispering Brook, but I've got Dixie Blossom's Joel's pick in for third.
It's funny, the three-year-old situation, Whispering Brook's a lot shorter than I Am a Star. I Am a Star's beaten her home twice and did run pretty well last week, but I guess there's a bit of a wrap on Whistling Brook.
Well, you can ignore both of them anyway, because fillies just don't win this race.
Alenia got beat, didn't she?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there have been a few that have looked absolute certainties and got beaten. They've been running the race for quite a while. Still no fillies have won it, but there's always a first time. 2, 7, 10 and 14 for me. For Carl, 7 Don't Doubt Mama to beat 13 Pure Pride, 10 Dixie Blossoms and 2 First Seal. Race 7 is the big one at Flemington on Saturday. $1.5 million, the Amy Victoria Derby, 2,500 metres for three-year-olds at level weights.
Yeah, sticking with Sacred Elixir, he was the bet of the day for me last week, and he's my best again on Saturday. I think he'll win. He's just beautifully relaxed last week. Once they took the blinkers off, he just relaxed in running. He was never going to get beaten. He did have to change course a couple of times, which maybe gave you a few hairy moments, but only sprinted the last 200 metres or so. He had a pretty soft run, I would have thought. He's going to get a lovely trip. A bit disappointed that Damien Lane is off for Zach Purton, but you don't lose anything, and he's just going to need to get away from the fence at the right time. I think he'll be too good. Soci Bon, I thought, was pretty good at the Valley last week. Just had to make a couple of runs on him. I think he'll stay the trip. 6 Inference, well, the Horror Gate has cruelled his chances, but he's going along really well. He's in for third. And the two roughies that can improve are 12 High Lad, who was 4 deep most of the trip last start, and Kent, who just got too far back. He'll settle close from that good draw and can improve. But I've got them 1, 10, 6, 12.
All right, well, speaking of chances being cruelled by wide gates, apologies to Best Bets readers for the fact that I've got Rocketeer on top in Best Bets, and I've switched off by the time Winning Post came around, because we did have to get our tips in before the bafflingly late barrier draw for the Derby at 12:30 on Wednesday. Had to finish our tips before then, and Rocketeer has drawn the car park, which can be overcome, but it is not ideal, the 2,500 metre start at Flemington, when you've got 100 metres to the first turn to be coming from barrier 15, as Rocketeer will have to. So I'm with Sacred Elixir, with Joel, to beat Rocketeer number 4 from 2 Prized Icon and 7 Captain Duffy, 1, 4, 2 and 7. Carl is with the one that has drawn outside the pie stand, and that is 6 Inference to beat 1 Sacred Elixir, 10 Soci Bon and 9 Wine Bush. Last of the group ones, and a welcome newcomer to Derby Day, is race 8 at Flemington on Saturday. It is the Cantala Stakes, 1600 metres, worth $1 million. It is a handicap. I'm tipping this is the first, and the first time in a long time it's been called the Cantala Stakes, and probably the last time for quite a while. I imagine that a naming deal will be stitched up before next year. Previously known, of course, as the Emirates and the Ampol and a number of other things, but it was the Emirates for a long time. So we think of it as the Emirates, but forget about that, because the Emirates is now something else. It's the McKinnon. Confused. Now listen to Joel.
this is a tough race. You can make a case for many of these. I'm going to make a case for Thunder Fantasy, who surprised everyone, including me. Didn't think he could win first up with 63 kilos off 17-month break, but he did. He was 40-1. He ran the second fastest time ever run at Randwick for 1,400 metres. He drops 8 kilos here, obviously way up in class, but he was a good horse before he went to Hong Kong. He placed in a Victoria Derby and an Australian Guineas, behind Seamus Award and Criterion. He's got good Flemington form. He was pretty well performed in Hong Kong before he got injured. going to bank on him each way. He's drawn well. Six under fantasy to beat two of the United States, backing up from his pretty dominant win last week. He was never going to lose that race. 11, McIntosh was good in the Epsom. And four, he's our Rocky. Well, he's hard to leave out. He's just taken all before him this time in. They're my top four. I'm going to be skinning up the quaddie with Sacred Elixir. So others I'll be taking in my quaddie are Stratum Star, Humidor and Sea Birch.
Well, there you go. Joel's had seven and still hasn't found my winner, which is my value bet for the day. Race eight, number five, Le Romain.
He was pretty good in the Epsom, yeah.
To beat two, the United States, 11, McIntosh. And four, he's our Rocky. Carl is with 11, McIntosh. To beat four, he's our Rocky. 16, Sea Birch. And to the United States. And to take out a magnificent day's racing at Flemington on Saturday is race nine. Tab.com.au stakes 1,200 metres down the straight six at Group 2 level, a handicap, Joel.
Yeah, not completely confident or sold on my tips here. I've gone counter-attack. They just tried to stretch him out to the mile last start and he just didn't run it at all. But they've come back to 1,200. Blinkers have gone back on. At his best, his first up run was super. He'll be hard to beat. He's got form down the straight. Eight in for second, Ocean Embers. She's going really well, this mare. Barrier one's a little bit tricky. 11, Southern Legend, another good Sydney sider. And nine, we've got this. He hasn't been far away this prep, and he might be close to breaking through. 6, 8, 11, 9.
Yeah, and I'm with the Sydney form to continue to dominate this Melbourne Carnival. Number 11, Southern Legend. To beat nine, we've got this 5, Keen Array, and 1, Dibiani. And in a confidence boost for me, Carl's best bet for the day is race 9, number 11, Southern Legend. To beat 9, we've got this 4, General Ife, and 5, Keen Array. Carl's value bet, race 7, number 6, Inference. As I mentioned earlier, my best was race 3, number 2, Shy Dell, and my value bet is race 8, number 5, Le Romain.
My best is Sacred Elixir in the Derby, race 7, number 1. My value is Thunder Fantasy, race 8, number 6.
All right, so that wraps up a mouth-watering program at Flemington. Now we turn our attention north to Sydney, where they are racing at Rosehill Gardens for the first time in quite a while. Joel, and well, Carl is not here. He is here in spirit with your best and value bets, which come up in the last two races.
Yeah, true, a Carl style. My best is Dixie Chick, race 8, number 10. Hit the line strongly first up. No luck at all last start when held up most of the straight. She's got a lethal turn of foot. They had her in a 1,400 metre race last week. I thought she was better suited to the 1,200, where she just can possess that good turn of foot. And I think she'll be very hard to beat. Four Relito is the main danger. And my value in the last, Wonderbolt. Not too many hopes in this race. LMNOP, Perfect Air, Upscale. They look the main three chances. But to Wonderbolt, at a bit of a price, I thought he was good first up. He wasn't far from LMNOP when fifth at the end of his last campaign. Forget last run, he just got too far back. Barrier one, he should be able to settle closer. The blinkers go on. I think he can improve at a good price.
All right, well, Carl's best, which you can probably talk us through, Joel, is race 6, number 11, Flatiro. I say that because you're tipping the horse as well.
Yeah, Matty Dunn trained horse, ran really well in a highway handicap last start. This is, pretty much a highway handicap, but it's out to 2,000 metres. Big field, but he's coming right at the right time, Flatiro, and should get a lovely run from a good draw.
And Carl's value bet does come up in the highway handicap, and that is race 4, number 8, Artistic Beauty. Don't suppose you... What can you tell us about that first up?
Not in my first four, but had a pretty good prep last time. I think she only raced four times, so put her aside after a miss, but her form early in the campaign last time in was pretty good.
Okay, have you done any work on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday?
Or just one, only because I know she's running, because I liked her last week at Moonee Valley, Najma, race 1, number 5, so might get us a bit of a bank for later in the day. She hasn't won this prep, but she's been thereabouts. She was third behind Zara Bay at Caulfield last start. Zara Bay went to Geelong and just got touched off in a stakes race, so I think back to Adelaide should be pretty hard to beat.
And speaking of later in the day, Carl in trademark fashion has gone race 7 for his value bet, race 7, number 2, Mail It In, and race 8 for his best, race 8, number 7, Roselli Sting. Back to Eagle Farm for Brisbane racing on Saturday. And again, Joel, we're going late in the day.
Yes, last two races again. Frespinol, my best, race 7, number 2. First run this prep. Over 1,200, which is a bit short of his best. He drew wide, got back with the big weight, and worked to the line okay. think it'll be a different story on Saturday. 1400 second up from gate 5 with a claim. He can settle much closer. His best form is certainly good enough to win this. And my value in a tough race, tough finish to the day, race 8, number 8, In His Stride. The claim for Tiffany Brooker gets him in with 51 kilos. He raced in good company last prep. His first up run this time in was excellent. He's already been backed in some early markets. I think he'll be very hard to beat.
All right, well, let's hope the listeners have done well at Flemington on Saturday, because both those races coming up after the card is finished, the second of them at 6:30 Eastern time. And speaking of late in the day, let's head over to Perth. And there are two Group 3 races, Joel, as we head towards the Summer Carnival. The first of those, Race 6, the Prince of Wales Stakes. And this one's over 1,000 metres at level weights, or weight for age.
Yeah, I've gone 5, Vega Magic. He's just built a terrific record. I think he can continue to take the next step. First up in good company on Saturday to beat 3, Battle Hero, another horse resuming. He's trialled well. 9, Cool Passion, was excellent winning last start. And 2, First Among Equals in for 4.
And the other Group 3 race at Ascot on Saturday is Race 7, the C-Corp Asian Bow Stakes, over 1,400 metres, where Winkin' a Nod has a big 60 kilos. And your value bet comes up here, Joel, and no wonder it's the value bet, because it's the Grant and Alana Williams runner that Willie Pike has chosen not to ride.
Yes, so he is on Heart Starter, who's certainly going to be a strong hope. But I'll go on Neverland. Look, she's probably better known for going to... Well, she's going to be expected to perform better once she gets over further. But she's got a good record at this distance, especially from a good draw. She can take up a handy spot. First up, she drew wide. They went back, and she worked home well. I think if she can take up a good spot, as she has done in the past, from a good draw, I think she can run well. From 3, Ideal Image, 7, Heart Starter. So that's a... No, not quite a Peter's trifecta there, but close. And 9, Showy Chloe. You hit the line well first up, goes in for 4. 4, 3, 7, 9.
All right, and that earlier at the very civilised time of 3:34 Eastern Daylight Time, we've got your best, and it's a first starter.
First starter, 2-year-old. Yeah, race 1, number 2, Aram Boy. Unfortunately, I don't think the bookies are going to let us on for much of a price, but he's I think he'll win. He's 2 trials, just... of oozed class. He hasn't been knocked around at all. He's won them both. I think he'll be way too good and will get you off to a good start to the day.
But of course, if you're starting much, much earlier, around about, 10:20 is when we kick off at Awapuni. Tell us about the New Zealand racing on Saturday.
Yes, Awapuni and Tauranga. Awapuni, my best, is race 2, number 6, Profile. Good, promising horse, won well last start, was down to run in a stakes race last week, unfortunately reared in the stalls and was a late scratching, but looks well placed in this benchmark 85, and my value is Effectar. Race 4, number 7, placed at both runs back from a spell up to the mile. Chris Dell back in New Zealand after a successful stint on the Gold Coast. He can get his New Zealand career back on track with a winner. With Effectar in race 4, Tauranga the other meeting, my best is Howland. Race 5, number 5. Numerical form's not flash, but this is a winnable race. Backs up from Tarapa Monday, where sat 3 wide throughout. Roger James backs her up. I think she'll be hard to beat. My value is Eka Rosa, which is race 8, number 10. First up from a spell, 1400 will really suit. She'll get over further, but I think 1400 fresh is a good trip for her. She performed pretty well last campaign.
Okay, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. That's not all this weekend, of course. Friday, we've got the Horsham Cup. We press on to Moonee Valley on Friday night. And then, of course, Sunday, you've got your Peninsula Cup at Mornington and plenty of other racing besides. And it's all covered Friday, Saturday and Sunday in your winning post. So pick it up if you haven't already. Take note also that if you're in Melbourne, you'll be able to buy the Winning Post Cup special on Sunday morning. If you're not in Melbourne, you'll be able to buy it on Monday morning. And Joel, are you and Carl planning to do a podcast?
We will most likely do a podcast on Monday morning.
All right, so keep an eye on the website for that, and possibly also Twitter and Facebook if I can actually get around to doing that. I don't see why I wouldn't. Meanwhile, have a great Derby Day, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you very soon.
I'll bet.
Oh, $20 bet.
Don't jump off that just because you've had a loser.
All right, well, I'm not going with Scheidel. I'm going with First Seal. Race 6, number 2, First Seal.
Yeah, I'm Sacred Elixir. I should have made it last week instead of that Sandalwood in Perth, but Sacred Elixir will get the cash on Saturday.
Rightio. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you very soon on the Preview Podcast.